When you listen to Robin Young on Here and Now, or just talk to her, you quickly discover that she has a wide-ranging curiosity and intelligence, and a true flair for the dramatic, which she comes by naturally.
I came from a family that really appreciated the arts. My brother, who was the kid that they paraded around, no class could start in my elementary school till my brother came and sang the national anthem. And he would grow up to be an actor. His name is John Savage. Some people might remember him from The Deer Hunter. He played Michael, the guy who ends up in a wheelchair. He had a really dramatic role, and he was Claude in Hair. And so this idea of a theater film was really ingrained in us.
Robin Young grew up on Long Island with a big-time reading habit.
I lived in books when I was growing up. I had those sort of like an encyclopedia of stories. They had a textured, almost reddish-brown cover, and inside some of the illustrations were N.C. Wyeth. I don't know if anybody remembers those, but there were these wonderful tales, and so I loved reading those sort of adventure stories. I feel reading is like eating. I mean, it just feels that way to me. And it's a good thing because we, you know, now we plow through, you know, maybe 3-5 books a week.
Young did a combined major of history, philosophy, and English at Ithaca College in upstate New York. Journalism was nowhere on the radar.
It didn't occur to me until years later. And I think that's the experience for probably a lot of people. It sort of just gets revealed to you.
An important chapter in that revelation came soon after college.
I was doing one of those cross-country trips you do when you're young, and I ran out of money, so stopped in Colorado, became a governess, turned on the TV and saw some brand new thing called Sesame Street. And I thought, oh my God, that's what I want to do. I want to teach kids through technology. So I got in the car, drove to Boston because I thought smart things were in Boston. And I literally drove up to Channel 2 here in Boston. PBS, you know, they make Nova and things like that. And I presented myself as there to work with Jim Henson on Sesame Street. And they said, oh, honey, they make that in New York, where I was from. But that's how I ended up here in Boston.
No Sesame Street for Robin Young, but jobs in broadcasting soon enough, on a Boston FM, spinning the hits overnights on the weekends, and at a commercial TV station.
And it was the station here in Boston that covered the Bruins, the Red Sox. It was kind of the sports station. And I actually became an assistant director. I've directed Red Sox and Bruins games, and was perfectly prepared because I was doing producing and directing and writing for when a little show named Evening Magazine came along. And this became PM magazines across the country, but this was the first 7:30 at night sort of public affairs slash entertainment hybrid, and I loved it.
Robin Young did very well in television, with high-profile news anchor jobs, working for NBC on The Today Show, but ultimately began to chafe at some of the medium's editorial limitations.
There's certainly wonderful work being done in television. I'm thinking of Anderson Cooper during the Troubles in New Orleans, you know, taking on public officials on the air. I mean, what an astonishing use of the of broadcasting. But too often, you know, there's not much long-form reporting except for court reenactments, and it's been kind of disappointing, actually. So to be able to be in public radio and to do the range of things that we get to do is, I'm grateful.
That opportunity came when Robin Young joined the Here and Now team, just as the Boston-based program was going national, which happened right before 9/11.
Since 9/11, it just feels as if we've all stepped on this giant banana peel. And we have gone from one war to two wars and tense elections, catastrophic weather news, including in your neck of the woods, first and foremost. And just it feels like the terra is not so firma. And, you know, for a while, in the several years after 9/11, we were not taking vacations. We were working around the clock. Well, we sort of raised a bar and raised a standard and raised an intensity that we haven't really felt we can lower. I want to say, too, that one of the things we like to do on the show is offset that. And we always round out the show, maybe because we need it. You know, we need to soothe the savage beast of the news with spending some time on the arts. Chris Thiele, you know, on the mandolin, or Richard Ford, the novelist. Something in arts or culture that makes us remember why we care so darn much about this planet and what happens to it.
Robin Young and Here and Now join the 89.9 WWNO lineup weekdays noon to 1 starting July 23rd. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.